This episode of the Mickey Mouse Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, and it's Christmas time. Start thinking about gifts. How about giving yourself a gift? How about the gift of a wonderful Disney vacation? And you want to make sure that when you give yourself that vacation, that everything goes according to plan and everything is perfect. That's where the vacation planners at MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel come in. Give them a try. You won't be sorry. Visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
This is Eric from Centerville, Virginia, and I love the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 127 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today, and with me as always is my co-host Michelle Scribner-McLean. And Michelle, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the Easter Bunny.
Now you're gonna give it away that we're recording these. I don't know, like, what has possessed us to be so darn organized, but we are well ahead of schedule.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to the what's that called?
See, if you're gonna do a joke, you gotta like be prepared for part two of it.
The Silver Slipper Challenge. Okay. I'm looking forward to that next week.
Yeah. Well, we do have a shout out. I actually have a multiple shout out today because I know a lot of our friends did the Space Coast Half Marathon and the Marathon today. And just to name a few, we saw Beatrice Feeney. Our friend Beatrice did her first marathon, which is awesome. But we had some other people doing. Our friend Carissa Bielert did a PR today, and our buddies Eve and Phil did it. Another buddy Dave did it. Mary Jean did it. So many people. So, and I think our friend Jeff Galloway did it. So we wish them all congratulations. And it looks like a really, really fun race. The medal alone is really neat. It's all space themed. So. And our friend Matt did it, too. He did a half marathon today. So I know he's looking forward to collecting all of those medals. Not Matt, who's going to be with us today. A different Matt. So,
Hotchberg?
No. Matt from Team All Ears. So, are we ready to start this show?
I've been ready.
So why don't you introduce our guests?
First is a back by popular demand to talk about... What we're going to talk about tonight is our own Helen Dunn. Hello, Helen.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be back.
She's our own?
Yeah, she's on the payroll now.
Can I talk about something that Helen and I just did that has nothing to do with running or Disney?
Is this going to violate the FCC rules? Or
no,
are we okay?
It won't. No, we just created both love reading, so we created another Facebook page called Book Files, and it's open to anybody. It's about just sharing books that you like. So it's fun. Right,
we
Helen?
Love books.
We love books.
I have books on my list tonight.
Yeah, go good.
We're also pleased to have come on for the first time on our show is Matt Marsala from Team Hashtag Run Disney Facebook page. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you very much. I'm really excited to be here.
We're pleased as punch that you could join us. And tonight, well, actually, Matt, why don't you talk a little bit about the Team Hashtag Run Disney Facebook page.
Okay. Well, what Team Run Disney is, we're an online community. We started just as a small group of people that met on Twitter discussing the Run Disney races. And we moved over to Facebook because it was a little bit of an easier forum for us. And we grew from about 60 people last year to over 2,500 members. And we have meetups before all the events down in Disney World and Disneyland. We also have expanded now. We have Ragnar teams that take part in the events all over the country there. We had a good number of people today that ran Space Coast as well. It's just been a great community where people have been able to bond and meet each other and get together at different races.
And Matt, I'm a member. I don't just play one on TV. And it's a very welcoming community to every level of runner, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We like having everybody there, from somebody that's never run a race to experienced ultra runners. We love having everybody there to, you know, get experience in the running world.
And anybody can join too, right?
That's correct. We are open to everybody.
Cool. Even me.
Anyone at all.
All right. So are we ready, Mr. Scopa? Helen's been waiting for this one all year.
I see so many names I recognize on Team Hashtag Run Disney. Anyways.
Yeah, a lot of them are fans of the Mickey Miles podcast, too.
Yep. So tonight we're talking about today we're talking about it's that time of year, I guess, and once Thanksgiving comes, we start thinking about Christmas, unless you're like Michelle, who finishes her Christmas shopping by Halloween. And so we thought it would be time to start thinking about that special runner on your Christmas list. So it's time for our annual gift-giving guide podcast, and we're going to start off with ladies first. And we're going to go around the table, and we're going to talk about things that we would like to receive for Christmas, because we're all runners, and we all have, you know, needs. So, Helen, why don't you start us off?
Okay. Well, my first pick for the wish list is something I'm putting on there for two reasons. One is because I'm trying to become a nighttime runner, and therefore I need all kind of reflective gear. And Nike has come out with this new thing called the Nike Shield Flash Jacket. And it is fabulously reflective, like three quarters of it. You know, it has that eye-popping reflective stuff on it. But it costs $350.
Holy moly.
I'm never going to buy it for myself. So I need Santa Claus to bring it for me.
You're going to have to run in the dark if you're going to ask for that one. Wow. Cool.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I have seen so many runners this year, like on my commute home from work every night. And I'm horrified at how little reflective gear they have on. And this is sort of taking it in the total opposite direction.
Cool. Wow.
Okay, well, I get that written down.
Me too. This is going to end up costing me money, this podcast.
First, rob a bank. Okay, Matt, you're up. You can't say the same thing now, man. I know you like sparkly things, but, you know.
I think I gotta love the sparkly things. One of the things that, oddly enough, I have never run with has been a GPS. And it's one of those things that I see everybody has. And it's a toy I want to play with. And I don't have one right now. So I've seen TomTom has jumped into the GPS game there. And they have some really great GPS watches. So I think if I'm going around for a Christmas list, that's going to be at the top of it right there.
Do you know what model you want, Matt?
I don't. I've just started looking into these now. I found that, everybody that seems to run with them has an easy time pacing themselves. And I always find that's one of my downfalls whenever I'm running. So now I'm just trying to narrow it down out of all the choices.
Cool.
That's true. Sometimes you run too fast. Sometimes you run too slow. And it's good to have a watch to say slow down or speed up. Okay, Michelle, your turn.
Well, I'm actually going to talk about, unless other things, a few things pop into my mind that I want. But the first thing I think that I would get for a runner friend, and I actually have it on right now as we're podcasting, is this thing that I got at the Wine and Dine. I've mentioned it before. It's the Dr. Cool cooling system. It's just a strip. I mean, you can get any sort of, one of those cooling strips at Walgreens or something. But this is a strip that you just... get it wet, you put it in your freezer, it freezes in 20 minutes, and it wraps tightly around wherever your wound is. So I'm icing my Achilles every day. It just stays right on. I love it. And it comes in lots of fun colors, but I can take it off, throw it in the freezer, another 20 minutes, it's ready to go again. And I can do laundry, go up and down the stairs. They advertise that you can even exercise with it. So it's Dr. Cool, and it's actually made here in New Hampshire, too. And I have the smallest kind. They're different widths, but mine's $25. I think it goes all the way up to about $40. So I love it.
Wow. Yes, I remember I remember you buying it, and I remember me always saying, Michelle, do you have your Dr. Cool on if he runs? Okay, let's see. I'm going to kind of go outside the box, and I would like for Christmas a job offer as a manager of a fit-to-run store because I love that store, and one recently opened at Downtown Disney right next to Disney Quest, and hopefully someday in the future we'll have Gary Robinson on. Gary is the manager, but I think what I would like, the reason why I would like to be manager of the store is that, number one, I love helping people and helping them run and helping them do whatever they need to do to make running comfortable. And I'm figuring that if I'm manager of the store, I can get discounts on all the things I would buy all you guys that you have been telling me you want for Christmas. So I think that would be a great Christmas gift. And now we move to Helen for round number two.
Okay, round two, I'm going to go a little less expensive than the jacket. And I'm going to mention a book that I'm reading right now that I like a lot. It's called Racing Wisely, A Practical and Philosophical Guide to Performing at Your Personal Best. And it's by Sage Rowntree. And it's a way of thinking about race day and setting goals for yourself, but not having them all be defined by the clock and trying to focus your training and everything else to figure out what do you really want to get out of this race? Is it a good time with your friends? Is it a good physical performance? And all of the things that you need to think about in order to make that happen.
That sounds terrific. I love it. Is it available on ebook too?
Yes, it is. I actually have it as an ebook.
Nice.
Okay, Matt. What's next?
I'd have to say, my wife has just actually started getting into running, so this one would have to be for her more so than it would be for me. But I'm all about the flash and the style when I run. And, you know, there's some great apparel by Inkenburn that I would definitely want to be able to share with her because she's very similar when it comes to her style when she runs. And they have some stuff that's really, it's got an amazing look to it, but it's also really high quality when you're running and really feels great. You know, it's got the right weight and the right material for you when you're going. So that'd probably be on right up there on my list.
So some of our friends ran in the really cool Ugly Christmas sweater tech shirts that Inkenburn has.
Yes.
And those are, what did they run, Helen, about $70 or $80?
I think they were $70.
Yeah, but they're really nice. I agree. I've looked on that website. And are you talking about mostly the tops, Matt?
The tops are fantastic. They also have some great compression sleeves, too. I've had a pair now for almost 2 years, and they look just as great now as they did the day I bought them. So their stuff is very it's well-constructed and lasts for a long time.
Okay, Michelle?
All right. So my next toy that I really loved this year was, and I use all the time, every day, is my Fitbit. And I have the Fitbit Flex, and unlike Matt, I have two GPS watches. I use them both. I use one for longer distances and one for shorter distances. But I started using the Fitbit to kind of figure out how far I was going and track my – I have the scale that goes with it. I track my weight, and you can track what you're eating. And it's kind of like has a little social media community attached to it too. So if you're friends with somebody, you can see how many steps they did. Mike has gotten one. He's gotten very competitive. And I think yesterday when I ran my 24 miles, I did 51,000 steps. So it's kind of fun. It tells you how many calories you burn too. So it's about $99. And I know there's a new one that came out. I can't remember the name of it. Anybody know? Somebody was talking about it yesterday. But the Fitbit Flex is $99. I think it's a good
gift. I think the new one might be called the Force.
Yes, I think
Fitbit
you're right.
Force.
And it's got a little bit more data on the screen because the Flex syncs with your iPhone. It syncs. There's a little dongle that you can attach to your computer that it syncs with. But it's great. Helen, you have one. You like it too, right?
I do like my Fitbit a lot.
But you don't use it for running.
I wear it when I run, but that's not how I really track my running data. I like it for all of the times when I'm not running.
Right. And it's interesting.
It tells me how much I sit all day.
It's interesting when you're walking around Disney to see how far you've walked too. So that would be my choice. What about you, Mike?
Well, you know, I'm going outside the box again. This is sort of kind of unusual, but recently, Spirit of the Marathon, the volume two or the sequel to Spirit of the Marathon, was out recently, and it was in theaters for one night. And I would love to have the DVD to watch that, because I think it's very inspirational and motivational. And that would be something that I would be looking for if it was available, but I don't think it's available. Round three, and we're going to start again with Helen.
Well, I'll second your last one, that Spirit of the Marathon 2, when it comes out, because it was fantastic. And Spirit of the Marathon 1 is really awesome, too. I still watch it a lot, even though I've seen it a million times. But my real pick for the wish list is something that I've become really fond of over the past year of running, and that is, I call them arm sleeves, although that seems like a ridiculous term. I guess they're called arm warmers officially, and they're kind of like compression sleeves only for your arms. And for me, they are awesome because in the transition seasons, or if you run really early in the morning, sometimes it's much colder in the beginning of your run than it is later in your run. And these things, you can wear them and then just roll them down, and you don't have to worry about storing them. They just sit on your wrists, and you can kind of have temperature control throughout your whole run. And I think they're awesome, and they can look really cool, too. They come in very cool patterns.
Hmm. Sounds good.
Where do you get yours, Helen?
Yeah.
Well, most of mine are from Skirt Sports.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, my favorite place.
All right, Matt, we're probably running out of ideas here, but do you have anything?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this year at the Goofy Challenge, I learned that taking pictures while trying to run through Disney, there's just so much that you want to take a picture of, but carrying a camera is just so cumbersome. So the third thing I'd put down on my wish list would have to be a GoPro camera, just because I like being able to take in everything that I see. But I hate the cumbersomeness of having a camera strapped to my wrist or trying to pull my phone out and take pictures while I'm running. And I love the concept of that, except for having to wear it on my head. I feel a little silly doing that, but I love being able to document it, because there's just so many sights that I like to be able to capture during the races there, that would be a great thing to have.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
I think Disney races are probably really good for that, too, because you probably are not doing that for PR, most of us, and doing it to have fun, so maybe it would be more comfortable. I don't know. Our friend Eddie McCoy has one. I've seen a lot more people at Disney races with them, too, and I think the prices are coming down.
Yeah, much better now.
Okay, Michelle, your turn.
All right, so this is kind of on not as pricey as Helen's Nike Shield flash jacket, but I got these this year. This is actually a recommendation for my brother, who is an Ironman, and our good buddy and my tech buddy, Fred Block. I got some new headphones, and they are the best headphones I've ever had, and they are Bose SEI2 Sport headphones. And I like them for a few reasons. Number one, they stay in my ear. You know, as I said, I did 24 miles yesterday. They just stay snugly and comfortably in my ear. They have a part that detaches that you can make it a little bit smaller if you want to make it smaller, and then, you know, make it longer if you want to. When I went to the Bose store, we have a Bose store outlet close by, I noticed that some of the headphones only have a microphone in the right ear, and these sport headphones have a microphone in the middle. And I'm left-handed and I'm left-eared, so I just really like them because the microphone doesn't force you to wear it on your right ear if you you can drive with them in one ear. So I love these. So they're Bose SEI sport headphones. It looks like on Bose you can get them for about $107, and I love them. And they work with your iPhone, things like that.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I've been thinking about, because I run 99% of the time in the dark, is I was thinking of getting running headlamps or like a visor that has a headlight so that I can see where I'm stepping. Having suffered injuries to my knees, to my ankles and stuff, I need to see where I'm running. And if it's really dark, I'll just go into a walk, mode, even though I may not be scheduled to go into a walk mode, just because I cannot see where I'm stepping. So, and I think a lot of people actually run either early in the morning or at night. So it might be something that a lot of people could use. So something that I could put on either my head or on a hat, and so I could see where I'm running. So that would be something that I would like to do, like to get. And we're going to go around one more time. So let me see. This time we're going to go backwards. Michelle, you go first.
Oh, Mike, I have a lot more than one more. So I don't know about Helen, but I can go on for a few more.
All right, I'll tell you what. All right, I'll tell you what.
I have a couple more, too.
Okay.
On this round, you can – how about three?
All right.
All right, three.
So I'm first or Helen?
You go first, Michelle.
Okay. So another thing I'd recommend, and I actually got this for my son Liam. He doesn't know. But I got him a GPS watch, as Matt said. I got him the Garmin 10. He's been running a lot, and it's kind of nice, I think, entry GPS. I think it was about $129. And it's for shorter distances. The battery life is up to 5 hours. I know we've mentioned it on the show, but I think it's really good. Another thing is I noticed in a catalog, Helen and I exchange emails several times. We have things we want to buy, but I noticed yesterday, I think she turned me on last year to the Buff, which I think is a great, great gift. It's been so cold here in New Hampshire, and I use it all the time. I have one from the Buff company that I got at EMS Sports, and I have one from Lululemon that's a little bit warmer. But I noticed in the catalog yesterday they have the Buff Polar. It has polar fleece, so I would like one of those for Christmas myself. And then a gift certificate to Skirt Sports is always would be very appreciated. So those are the things that I want. I'm sure I'm going to think of other things, though. What about you, Mike?
Oh, going to me. Okay. Well, I would – let me see. One of the things I've thought about over the last several months is how people get injured, and we get injured when we get inflamed. And so I think that one thing I'm looking at – I'm not sure if I'd go for it, but it's called an ice jiggler pack. And what it is, it's compression tights with pockets for ice. So after you run, you go over to your vehicle, you open up, and you take some ice out of your ice pack, and you put ice in like these pockets, and it cools down your legs. It's something that I think Holly Allen would like. But that's something that I've thought about. Let me see. What else? I would like some kind of a band that I can put on my arm. I put my iPhone on my arm. And Michelle knows I cut up some old socks and I'll put them, wrap them on my arm, and they still irritate me somehow. So I'd like some kind of a, I don't know, maybe some kind of a special way of carrying my iPhone rather than what I have now. That would be number two. And number three would probably be a lifetime supply of the gel that works the best for me, and I'm still not sure what that is. It may be the Clif Vanilla, but I always seem to turn around and I'm running out of gel, so I would like something like that. Okay, let's go to Matt.
Oh boy, this is a tough one here. I'll tell you, shoes are something that it seems like I go through constantly. So right now I'm actually desperately in need of a new pair of shoes, and I found the Saucony Verada work perfect for me. They're just perfectly lightweight, and it almost feels like there's nothing there, but yet it still has tons of support, and those have become my go-to race shoes lately. The second thing that I would need probably would be a foam roller. Trigger Point has a little one that I was just checking out on Runner's World recently. Little tiny one. It almost looks like a torture device, but from what I've heard, they do fantastic work. I've never been one to foam roll after a race, but it seems like something that that has so many benefits to it. And the third thing I'd probably say would be the ever elusive, if I'm dreaming big, the ever elusive Paris race for Ron Disney. That's on my big Christmas wish list there.
That's awesome. I like that.
Okay, Helen, your turn.
Okay, well, I'm going to harken back to your picks there for a second, Mike, because two of the things on my list are things you mentioned. You talked about lights for your hat, and mm-hmm. what I want are these new things I've seen there called knuckle lights, and you wear them on your hands. So you have two lights instead of just one, so it kind of increases the visibility there. So that's one thing I'm looking for. And the second thing I had on my list was those 110% compression with ice. So they have knee sleeves and socks, which Holly Allen just purchased at the Philadelphia Marathon Expo. So we'll get a report from her on if they work. And my last thing was another book. And this is something I got for myself a couple of months ago. And I have to say it's been a great hit with me and my husband. And it's the Runner's World Cookbook. And it's filled with really delicious and simple recipes that are good for you.
Awesome.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, before we close out, let's go around one more time and come up with what we would like for stocking stuffers. And I guess maybe I'll go first because I haven't gone first. And I would like my stocking to be stuffed with socks. Beluga socks, I would like that. I would like as many as you could put in my stocking as possible, and I would get a huge stocking.
I think the beluga ones are for whales.
Beluga, beluga,
belaga. Those would be on my list, too. But.
So that would be right. I mean, that's all I need. I mean, I'm running. And, you know, if you can throw in a couple of pairs of running shoes because I'm going through them really fast, too, Matt. You know, so that would be nice. So I have to go out and buy a big stocking for all those.
You're going to have stockings in your stocking.
Yeah. Michelle, what about you?
Well, you know, I mentioned this before on the show. I think one of the things I learned this year is about, and Helen said this too, is about the importance of making sure that you're visible when you run. And I noticed, I can't remember where I saw it yesterday, but there's actually something that you can put on your, it looks like a horseshoe. You can stick it on the back of your sneaker and it blinks, and that looks kind of neat. And just blinky lights, you know, go to your local running store and get some blinky lights. Those would be great for stockings. I second you on those socks. Those are the type of socks that I use. The salted caramel goo, I used lots of them yesterday on my run. I would like those. And the last thing would be sweaty bands. I have a huge collection of those, and I always like to have more. Matt, what about you?
I got to agree with the socks. You can never go wrong with socks, but I go for the Njinji toe socks. I find they work really well with helping to keep your toes separate, and they help preventing any kinds of blisters. I'd also probably have to go with gels as well. I'm a huge Hammer Gel fan. I love their caffeinated mocha. It helps keep me going through my last marathon there. And probably KT tape would be the other thing. I seem to go through that faster than I can keep up with.
Did you say KT tape?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Let's see. Are we Helen? No, Helen. Did we go around? Did we cover everybody?
We did.
Okay. Maybe one more time around. I want to ask everybody if Christmas comes, okay, and there was something that you wanted and maybe it didn't arrive under the Christmas tree. I want to know if you are realistically thinking about giving yourself a special running gift this Christmas or maybe right after Christmas. So let's start off with Helen. Is there anything that you're thinking about getting yourself for Christmas for your running?
I didn't actually purchase this recently, so it doesn't count exactly, but I did buy Race Retreat for the Dopey Challenge weekend, which is a huge splurge for me, so I think that is really my Christmas treat.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Matt?
I don't know if there's anything in particular other than I'm always looking for my next marathon to register for, so I have a feeling right after the holidays, if I have some extra cash left over, that I'll be registering for my next big race.
And Michelle?
Oh, boy. You know, I have to do Race Retreat, too. But I think if I didn't get The buff polar, I would get that. I probably will get it for myself anyway. So I'm hard to buy for, because when I want something, I know Helen and I talk about this. I just go ahead and buy it for myself. So, but Race Retreat I have not gotten yet, and I need to. I think that doing the dopey, it's kind of like you got to use that, take advantage of that care package. And I know last year when I did my first marathon, having that at the end was just really comforting to know I could just go sit down and eat breakfast and relax for a little bit.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I think, I don't know. That's a good question. Why did I come up with this question?
Please don't. I have another one if you don't have one.
I think what I'm going to do is, boy, that's a good question. Probably just go and, you know, look for another pair of running shoes. Maybe I may need another pair for the marathon weekend. But I think that's always like right at the top of the list. So if I find a good price, I think I might get one or two. Usually I buy two. If I find a good price, I'll buy two pairs. So I'm thinking that. And before we sign off, I'm going to give Helen one more shot, because she sounds like she's got one more.
Yeah, one I just thought of since you asked this last question, and Matt mentioned registering for races. One thing, you know, I register for races all the time, and I'm always on active.com, and they're always trying to suck you into the Active Advantage Club, which I have never bought. But I think maybe if someone gave it to me, I would really like that, because it would save so much money on those race transaction fees that are so infuriating. So I think that's what I'd do, buy Active Advantage.
Sounds good. Well, I think that we've gone through several rounds. We've probably listed at least 20 ideas that those of you who are listening can put on your Christmas list and ask for Santa to bring you.
I'd be curious if we added up all this, how much it would all cost.
I'd say it would cost at least $19.95.
$10,000.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know.
So for Helen Dunn, Matt Marcella, Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
This episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast has been brought to you by MEI Travel and Mousefan Travel. It's time to start planning those 2014 vacations, and there's no other place to go than MEI Travel and Mousefan Travel, where you'll get the best experience, the best service, and the best results. Go visit them to plan your next Disney trip, or any trip for that matter. Go visit them at mei-travel.com, mousefantravel.com, or you can click on their banner at mickeymilespodcast.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyMilesPodcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MickeyMilesPod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.